Coming up next, we got a feel-good story for you.
Yeah, this is kind of an amazing story of a Powerball pool. You know, co-workers who have been chipping in to buy Powerball tickets together for years.
Mm-hmm.
They finally hit it. But there's one unique aspect about a member of their group we need to shine the spotlight on.
Okay, so it's not one of those situations where one person didn't buy in that one time and then, like, there were several people that were like, no, since she didn't chip in her $2, she doesn't
exact
get a cut
opposite.
Of this.
Exact opposite of that.
Man, we did that for so long here in the building. We would all pitch in and do the, like, Powerball stuff. And it always worried me because every now and then, like our front desk, Melissa, she would say, I got you. I'll throw in $1 for you. And I'd be like, all right, cool. And then I always thought in the back of my head.
Did you ever pay her back?
Well, I don't know if I ever did. But like it would be a thing where I would always try to be very nice to her because on the off chance that we hit, I wouldn't want her to say, well,
I mean, you never paid me back.
You never. I was the one who put in. You didn't.
But she said, I'll spot you.
So I know.
That's a verbal contract.
I don't think that would hold up in court, Kelly.
Anyway, you could fire her. I'd support you.
No, thanks. You know what? I'm going to call.
This is the complete opposite
listen,
of that story, though.
I understand. Maybe we should call Sam Aguiar just to see what if.
I don't think we need
Is this something that we should?
That's been years ago, and we didn't hit, so it's a moot point.
I know, but I'm saying in the future.
Oh my gosh!
In the future, if this happens again, want
to
know?
Starts to spearhead that.
I want to know what are my legal boundaries here?
Because Ben's never going to actually pony up the money. He's just going to say, "Hey, I want to be a part of that."
You know what? Never's a long time.
And then somebody will spot you, and then you'll never pay them back. Is that what you're saying?
No.
And then you want Sam to tell you you're still entitled to the money? Is that
I'm
what
just
you
saying
hear?
On the off chance that I don't pay them back,
yeah,
right away, or after we hit, then I say, "Oh, yeah, here's my dollar."
Yeah, we're not doing that. I'm going to keep playing on my own.
Well, okay. Oh, why? You don't want to split
because
with
I don't trust
coworkers?
You.
You don't trust me? But yeah, no one won this time.
I don't need you riding on my coattails.
No one won this time. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Anyways, if anybody from Sam Aguiar is listening right now, if you could.
Listen, why are you ruining my feel good? Why are you ruining it?
I forgot that's where we
it's
even were.
It's a feel good story, complete opposite of what you're talking about.
All right, fine. We'll play Alex Warren, and then we'll let you get to your stupid feel good.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Coming up next. All right, time for a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kayla Kay.
So, you know, two winning tickets hit the ginormous Powerball jackpot this weekend. It was amazing. One winner in Texas, one in Missouri, splitting a $1.8 million jackpot.
That's
lump sum
cool.
of $826.4 million before taxes.
Mm-hmm.
This is not that story.
Okay.
This is the story about 10 employees at an elementary school in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Who won $1 million on August 6th.
Okay.
And part of their winnings are going to a kindergarten teacher they worked with who lost her battle with cancer 6 years ago.
Mm.
They've continued to pay into the pool for her ever since.
Drinking my coffee at my dining room table, and I scanned it on the app, and I was like, oh my gosh, I was talking to my daughter on the phone. I said, I think we won $1 million. And so I started texting everyone, and they were like, oh my gosh, we did win. She's been our guardian angel. She taught kindergarten here for years. She was in the original group, so we couldn't leave her out. So we've just been paying all that time, and for her too, and that makes it even sweeter.
Mm.
Isn't that sweet? So Mary Jo, she was a kindergarten teacher. Each person's cut is $72,000 after taxes, and they're giving her portion to her kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just kind of an amazing story of, again, the complete opposite of what we were talking about, about spotting coworkers in the pool and whether they'd be legally entitled to the money.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Well, if Sam Aguiar could let us know.
Oh.
The legalities of that. That'd be
well,
great.
At least Mary Jo had some really good coworkers and sounded like an amazing lady.
All right.
You can see their story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.